you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and we are discussing currently in this episode of the podcast just how to soothe sore throats, because it's still the winter time. We're still dealing with a lot of coughing, just cold air or too much hot air, especially dry hot air. If you have like a space heater or you have the heater on all day long, that can lead to your throat being sore a little bit. Or if you just talk a lot or you yell a lot, maybe you're a football coach, I don't know, but there's a lot of reasons that can lead to a sore throat. And so these are just some remedies to kind of help ease that period of soreness within your throat. I don't know. But anyway, so I'm going to jump back into some remedies, lozenges and sprays. So, you know, cough drops that can help stimulate saliva to help moisten your throat. You know, if you wanted to, there are some that even have like cooling or numbing agents within the cough cough lozenges. I don't know why I almost called it cough candy, but it's not cough candy. Cough drops, or like sprays, throat sprays that can kind of help numb your throat. It's definitely not going to cure your sore throat. It's not going to kill any like germs or bacteria that have to deal with a cold, but it can help temporarily ease that pain. So local and like a local antiseptic that can help just ease that pain that you're dealing with. And even for some, and on this, of course, again, you have to use discretion, and this is definitely not something that you just do lightly. This is definitely something that can potentially lead to other things. So this is just this is a tip. This is not something that you take and run with it. Okay, you guys. And this is something that you need to be very responsible with. Okay. But, cough syrup. It can help ease the soreness, especially if you are coughing a lot. That can kind of strain your throat and add and be really aggressive and add to more soreness and swelling within your throat. Now, is using cough syrup. It could also help you, everybody likes Robitussin. Okay, it can help relieve some of that pain. And then there are some non-drowsy formulas. So like if you have to go to work, if you still, you're a mom and you need to stay, you know, functioning and producing, you know, your family, because they literally are the orchestrators of their family. And so if you have to, there are non-drowsy formulas, as well as if you really need to ease your sore throat so that you could fall asleep, so that you're not coughing all night long and straining your neck, your throat all night long. Things such as like NyQuil can definitely help as well. One other thing is just a lot of fluids. Now, this is something that you can do all day long, is just consuming a lot of water, a whole lot of water. If your throat is irritated and inflamed, kind of just keeping it moist, and keeping constant moisture within your throat. So because sometimes your throat feels like scratchy and dry, you know, like it's itchy. There's been times where like you feel the inside of your throat just feels itchy. And so keeping up on your fluids. Always just continually drinking water. Just really just water, again, is always the knight in shining armor, it feels like. Just continually drinking water. And with that, you can drink warm water. I personally like to drink a lot of warm water, especially in the morning. And lately, I've really been enjoying warm water. It's probably because it's only 40 degrees here in Sacramento, and I think that I'm freezing. So I like to warm up my insides with warm water, but that can definitely help soothe your throat. And also herbal tea can help. It can help soothe your throat. It's warm. You know, black tea, white tea, green tea. Green tea has a lot of antioxidants that can help with your immunity and kind of help boost, just in case if you feel like the onset of a cold. And that's personally one of my favorites, is consuming a lot of warm water, a lot of warm lemon water, a lot of warm tea with lemon to kind of help with my soreness of my throat. And that's something that I do every day, basically. Now it's really become a habit for me because it does help soothe your throat. It helps to just make you feel good inside as well. And this weekend, that's definitely what I'm going to be doing. And it helps you so you don't strain your throat when you are doing a lot of activities such as discussing, talking, debating, politicking, yelling at monster trucks, whatever it may have you. So this is definitely a way to soothe your throat. And that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend, because it's one of my personal favorites, is just consuming a lot of warm water and warm tea to soothe you. And it makes you feel good on the inside. Try it. If you don't like tea, you can always do like warm lemon water or just plain warm water. That's fine too. You don't got to get too fancy with it. Like I said, you don't have to do anything extra. You can just, but then there are also a lot of other teas out there that you can consume, that you can enjoy, that have, you know, different flavored teas are really, really good as well. And then you have good old chicken noodle soup or chicken soup, chicken broth. One, you can, again, it has a lot of sodium in, and be careful, especially if you're watching your sodium, because chicken soup, chicken broth can have be high in sodium. But again, that's kind of like that same idea of the salt water gargle, consuming that, like that warm sodium to kind of help with the anti-inflammatory properties and help soothe the swelling of your throat. And then also having that chicken broth or trying to eat homemade chicken noodle soup will also give you some nutrients that you need, because sometimes when we are dealing with a sore throat or dealing with, you know, just a swollen throat, whatever it may have you, we don't want to eat anything because it hurts to swallow, and it hurts when food goes down, and it just feels uncomfortable. So you don't want to, and then you feel ugh, because you haven't eaten all day and you need to eat something to keep it moving and keep it going. And so chicken soup, good old chicken soup, it helps with it. The sodium in the broth can help with anti-inflammatory. So it can help actually reduce the swelling in your throat. And then you're able to also get in some nourishment for your body, because like I said, a lot of times you don't want to eat anything. So it helps. And then also, as we keep continuing on, there's like just a few other things that I wanted to share with you guys. It's just good old rest. Stop talking. Now, people tell me this all the time, and I think it's funny that I would even say that, because people always tell me that I always have something to say. And people will even say, oh, Pauline, you're still talking a lot for somebody who's sick. But, you know, I always got something to say. and so just kind of like resting, and whether that's just a full day of rest, like if you have the day off, just actually just sleeping or taking the day off from work, school, whatever it may have you, so that you can just, because it could be because you are actually dealing with a cold as well. And so you really need to rest. And then also, if you just don't speak a lot and just focus on really soothing your throat, then that can help with, you know, dealing with that. Antibiotics that can, and again, this is another thing, especially if you have strep throat or another bacterial infection that's causing the swelling in your throat, or the your discomfort, the swelling, the pain, the soreness. It could just be that you definitely need to go to the doctor, and that you have like, you know, a bacterial infection such as strep throat or something else, and you need to actually be prescribed an antibiotic. And definitely They do the whole swab thing, and they can decide whether you have strep throat or something else. And you're going to, more than likely, unless it's like a viral infection, like an infection caused by a virus, then you are going to be prescribed antibiotics. And definitely make sure that you complete the full course, because there's sometimes where you start to feel better, so you think, oh, I don't need to take this medicine anymore, oh, it's fine, like I feel better, I'm well, I can go back to work, whatever. But if your doctor prescribes you antibiotics or any medicine, but especially when as antibiotics, and they give you, I don't know, enough doses for, let's say, like 5 days, even though you start feeling better on...
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and we are discussing currently in this episode of the podcast just how to soothe sore throats, because it's still the winter time. We're still dealing with a lot of coughing, just cold air or too much hot air, especially dry hot air. If you have like a space heater or you have the heater on all day long, that can lead to some your throat being sore a little bit, or if you just talk a lot or you yell a lot, maybe you're a football coach, I don't know, but there's a lot of reasons that can lead to a sore throat. And so these are just some remedies to kind of help ease that period of soreness within your throat. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, so I'm going to jump back into some remedies, lozenges and sprays. So, you know, cough drops that can help stimulate saliva to help moisten your throat. You know, if you wanted to, there are some that even have like cooling or numbing agents within the cough cough lozenges. I don't know why I almost called it cough candy, but it's not cough candy. Cough drops, or like sprays, throat sprays that can kind of help numb your throat. It's definitely not going to cure your sore throat. It's not going to kill any like germs or bacteria that have to deal with a cold, but it can help temporarily ease that pain. So local and like a local antiseptic, excuse me, antiseptic that can help just ease that pain that you're dealing with. And even for some, and on this, of course, again, you have to use discretion. And this is definitely not something that you just do lightly. This is definitely something that can potentially lead to other things. So this is just some, this is a tip. This is not something that you take and run with it. Okay, you guys. And this is something that you need to be very responsible with. Okay. But also, cough syrup. It can help ease the soreness, especially if you are coughing a lot. That can kind of strain your throat and add and be really aggressive and add to more soreness and swelling within your throat. Now, is using cough syrup. It could also help you, like, you know, like everybody likes Robitussin. Okay, it can help relieve some of that pain. And then there are some non-drowsy formulas. So like if you have to go to work, if you still, you're a mom and you need to stay, you know, functioning and producing, you know, your family, because they literally are the orchestrators of their family. And so if you have to, there are non-drowsy formulas, as well as if you really need to ease your sore throat so that you could fall asleep, so that you're not coughing all night long and straining your neck, your throat all night long, things such as like NyQuil can definitely help as well. One other thing is just a lot of fluids. Now, this is something that you can do all day long, is just consuming a lot of water, a whole lot of water. If your throat is irritated and inflamed, kind of just keeping it moist, and keeping constant moisture within your throat. So, because sometimes your throat feels like scratchy and dry, you know, like it's itchy. There's been times where like you feel the inside of your throat just feels itchy. And so keeping up on your fluids, always just continually drinking water, just really just water again is always the knight in shining armor, it feels like, just continually drinking water. And with that, you can drink warm water. I personally like to drink a lot of warm water, especially in the morning. And lately, I've really been enjoying warm water. It's probably because it's only 40 degrees here in Sacramento, and I think that I'm freezing. So I like to warm up my insides with warm water, but that can definitely help soothe your throat. And also herbal tea can help. It can help soothe your throat. It's warm. You know, black tea, white tea, green tea. Green tea has a lot of antioxidants that can help with your immunity and kind of help boost, just in case if you feel like the onset of a cold. And that's personally one of my favorites, is consuming a lot of warm water, a lot of warm lemon water, a lot of warm tea with lemon, to kind of help with my soreness of my throat. And that's something that I do every day, basically. Now it's really become a habit for me, because it does help soothe your throat. It helps to just make you feel good inside as well. And this weekend, that's definitely what I'm going to be doing. And it helps you so you don't strain your throat when you are doing a lot of activities such as discussing, talking, debating, politicking, yelling at monster trucks, whatever it may have you. So this is definitely a way to soothe your throat. And that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend, because it's one of my personal favorites, is just consuming a lot of warm water and warm tea to soothe you. And it makes you feel good on the inside. Try it. If you don't like tea, you can always do like warm lemon water or just plain warm water. That's fine too. You don't got to get too fancy with it. Like I said, you don't have to do anything extra. You can just, but then there are also a lot of other teas out there that you can consume, that you can enjoy, that have, you know, different flavored teas are really, really good as well. And then you have good old chicken noodle soup or chicken soup, chicken broth. One, you can, again, it has a lot of sodium in, and be careful, especially if you're watching your sodium, because chicken soup, chicken broth can have be high in sodium. But again, that's kind of like that same idea of the salt water goggle, consuming that, like that warm sodium to kind of help with the anti-inflammatory properties and help soothe the swelling of your throat. And then also having that chicken broth, or trying to eat homemade chicken noodle soup, will also give you some nutrients that you need, because sometimes when we are dealing with a sore throat or dealing with, you know, just a swollen throat, whatever it may have you, we don't want to eat anything because it hurts to swallow, and it hurts when foods goes down, and it just feels uncomfortable. So you don't want to, and then you feel ugh, because you haven't eaten all day and you need to eat something to keep it moving and keep it going. And so chicken soup, good old chicken soup, it helps with it. The sodium in the broth can help with the anti-inflammatory. So it can help actually reduce the swelling in your throat. And then you're able to also get in some nourishment for your body, because like I said, a lot of times you don't want to eat anything. So it helps. And then also, as we keep continuing on, there's like just a few other things that I wanted to share with you guys. It's just good old rest. Stop talking. Now, people tell me this all the time, and I think it's funny that I would even say that, because people always tell me that I always have something to say. And people will even say, oh, Pauline, you're still talking a lot for somebody who's sick. but you know, I always got something to say. And so just kind of like resting, and whether that's just a full day of rest, like if you have the day off, just actually just sleeping or taking the day off from work, school, whatever it may have you. So that you can just, because it could be because you are actually dealing with a cold as well, and so you really need to rest. And then also, if you just don't speak a lot and just focus on really soothing your throat, then that can help with, you know, dealing with that. Antibiotics that can, and again, this is another thing, especially if you have strep throat or another bacterial infection that's causing the swelling in your throat, or the your discomfort, the swelling, the pain, the soreness. It could just be that you definitely need to go to the doctor, and that you have like, you know, a bacterial infection such as strep throat or something else, and you need to actually be prescribed an antibiotic. And definitely they do the whole swab thing, and they can decide whether you have strep throat or something else. And you're going to, more than likely, unless it's like a viral infection, like an infection caused by a virus, then you are going to be prescribed antibiotics. And definitely make sure that you complete the full course, because there's sometimes where you start to feel better, so you think, oh, I don't need to take this medicine anymore, or oh, it's fine, like I feel better, I'm well, I can go back to work, whatever. But if your doctor prescribes you antibiotics or any medicine, but especially when as antibiotics, and they give you, I don't know, enough doses for, let's say, like 5 days, even though you start feeling better on day three, it's because the antibiotics are working, but you need to finish it out so that it can fully kill whatever's going on in your body. So if your doctor thinks you need 5 days of antibiotics, do 5 days of antibiotics. It's really not that difficult, okay? And so with that, I'm going to cut it to our last break of the night. Well, of the day, of the morning, whatever it is. I don't know what time you're listening to this, but right now for me, it's in the morning time. So our last break of the day, and then when I come back, I'm going to share a few other things to help soothe throats, because maybe you don't want to always take medicine, or maybe it's not severe to where you have a strep throat. And so I have a few more things to share with you guys as a remedy for this, and then that's going to do it for this episode. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Pauline, and I'll be right back.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back, everyone. We are getting ready to wrap up this episode, but before I do, there's a few things, of course, that I want to share with you guys right before we, like I said, end this one. And so another remedy that can kind of help with a sore throat and just in general with, you know, cold symptoms and things like that is nasal rinsing. Now, you guys might be thinking, what in the world? Blah, 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 blah. What? That's just awkward. That's not cool. It's gross. Yeah, it is. It is. I don't know what else to tell you. I'm not going to lie to you and say that it's pleasant, because it's not. I've actually done nasal rinsing now. Okay, calm down, relax. It's really not that big of a deal. So again, this goes back to the salty water thing. Okay. And so basically, and you can actually buy like kits of saline rinses. You don't necessarily have to do this at the doctor or anything like that. You can actually do this at home, and it's actually really easy. You can actually get like a little, I don't know, squirt bottle pump thing. I don't know how to really describe it. It's like a nozzle. You kind of stick it up your nose. You squirt it. It squirts up the warm water through your nose, through up one nostril and out the other, or sometimes out through your mouth. I don't know. They're all connected. It's all one area. It's a passage way. And so it comes out both, but usually through one side or something. And basically, and I personally, we've been using this in my family, so it's not really something new to me and it doesn't freak me out, but it may freak you out the first few times until you try it and you realize how nice it is. It cleanses out if you have some mucus up there and you're clogged up. It does help loosen up that mucus. It helps flush it actually out, not only loosen it up, but flush it out so it gets out of there. And according to one study in 2008, it showed that children who actually rinse with a saline nasal wash up to six times a day, so six times a day, improve their cold symptoms. Now, sometimes when I do it, I'll just do it like in the morning if I'm really stepped up, or when I can tell that I really need to do it. I don't necessarily do it that often throughout the day. It's maybe like in the morning or at night. So you do, like I said, you can get a kit. You can order a kit. You can buy a kit. You can probably get one. I'm not actually sure where my mom bought ours from. I think she bought it from the doctor, from like the pharmacy. So you're definitely gonna have to look up where to get one. And then like they come with like little saline packets in there that you can add to the warm water. But it does help. It flushes out the mucus. It can help again with, because sometimes if you help other symptoms of the cold and you attack your cold as well, that can help with your sore throat, because that can sometimes be due to a lot of nasal drippage in the back of your throat that's actually causing you that discomfort. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you guys. It's gross to talk about, but it's just a fact of life. So like I said, I really don't know what else to tell you guys other than that. And then also, again, like I had mentioned earlier, because it is the winter time, a lot of us have our heaters on. Space heaters are very popular. I keep a space heater in my room so that like when I'm taking a shower, like I'll have my heater on while I'm taking a shower. So when I step out, the bathroom's not cold. That's an old trick that I love. But then if you're constantly sleeping with a space heater on, the air in your room, especially if you keep the door closed when you sleep and you're not getting a lot of air circulation, dry air can definitely dry out your lips, your nose, your throat, everything. It really can dry out your skin, all that. So another thing to kind of help with to combat that, because I get it, we want the warmth in the room, but then now we have these negative side effects. So it could be that, you know, the air you're constantly breathing in, dry air due to the, you know, space heaters, or just having a heater on throughout the house. So using a humidifier, and you can do it helps fill, like adds back moisture into the air, so it makes it a little bit less dry, especially with the heater. And it can also calm you down. It can help with, you can, there's some humidifiers that you can add in, like I think, what is it, Vicks or whatever, that can help add to it. Essential oils and a diffuser or humidifier as well can help. I love humidifiers that you can add essential oils into as well. That's really pleasant. It can help with the, just like the overall scent of the room and just some of your symptoms as far as getting you to relax and calm down. And then also, one of my other favorites is a spoonful of honey. Now, people will consume like just like scoop honey and swallow it. And that can help, soothe your throat. It can also, it can coat the inside of your throat. That can help release some of that tension, as well as there are antibacterial properties in honey itself. So it's sweet. It tastes good. You get the antibacterial properties. It does coat your throat, or you can do it all at once. My favorite combination is lemon, ginger, honey, and hot water, and making that into a tea, brewing and simmering lemons, cutting them up. You can cut them up into like slices, or you can just cut them up into a fourth, you know, cut it in half, then cut the halves in half, throw it in a teapot, add sliced up and peeled ginger inside there as well. I like to set my teapot on high so it starts to boil quickly, and then I cut it down to low, and I actually let my tea simmer like that for hours. We just let it simmer for hours, and I don't peel the lemon. I keep the peel in there as well to kind of get some of those nutrients from the peel, and I let that, and then when I'm ready for it, I'll most likely I what I basically do, because I've been letting it simmer, so it's pretty warm, but I'll bring my, you know, that mix, that, I guess, tea, now that I've brewed, to a boil again, pour in a coffee mug, teacup, whatever, and then add in a scoop full, a teaspoon full of honey, and mix that up as well, so then you can get all of the benefits from all of that. And that's what I just do in general when I'm not feeling too hot, when I'm feeling underneath the weather. You get some of that vitamin C, you get the from the lemon, you get some of the remedy and helpful properties from the ginger as well, that can help boost your immune system. And then you get the honey, and this can all be, and also because it's all warm, it can help soothe your throat as well. That's actually my most personal favorite. And then last but not least, and this might be something that will definitely be a fan favorite for you, those of you